I love pointing out to people if they're like, oh, I want to do that, yet you just started a business, like you got to put in your years of yes. Yep. I had years where I had to say yes to everything to figure out what those clear things were and also to develop your name. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Chris.
And it's Lori.
And before we get started, I have to make the most exciting announcement ever, 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 ever. I am finally interviewing prospects for the 2021 Elite Entrepreneur Mastermind. Now, we've been doing this thing for, well, this will be the fifth year. And the results are off the charts. Every single year, people double their business, they triple their business. It's for anyone who's earning over $500,000 or more. Most people in that room are in the seven-figure range and above. But it's for anyone who's earning over $500,000 or more in 2021. Babe, what do you think is the number one thing that you've seen in my elite level mastermind that creates the most change for each entrepreneur in there?
This is so hard to pick because I get to be in that room a lot and it changes me. So I would definitely say that it is the people who get to connect and network together and how you make everybody break out and work on each other's businesses. And just the sheer ideas and the number of just the increase in income that happens when they do that.
I love it. I would put it this way. I love the 40-60 formula that I operate this mastermind on. And what it means is once you're in the space where you're coming up on or you've passed seven figures, 40-60 formula means it's 40% learning brand new things from the special guests I bring in and the celebrity entrepreneurs I bring in and the things that we teach from our team, but it's 60% making them learn from each other. All the carefully curated exercises that we've invented to make them work on each other's business. And I always say every single thing that you need for the year is in that room or one introduction away. Now this year, we're actually cutting the room in half from 40 businesses to 20. So it's going to be even tougher to get in and we're going for quality over quantity. But if you want to participate in what I call this 40-60 formula, 40% learning brand new things that'll change your life, 60% working with the people that you've always said, dang it, where are these entrepreneurs? Why can't I find them in my life? Then I want you to go check it out in one of two ways. You can either text me the word elite for our Elite Entrepreneur Mastermind. Text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word elite to 310-421-0416 and you and I will text back and forth to see if it's a good fit. Or you can just go straight to the website, fill out the application, get your information there at fortheloveofmoney.com/mastermind. Either way, I cannot wait to see who the 20 special souls are who are going to come in here and absolutely take their business to a brand new level this year. And we're back.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wow. That literally brought me back to when I was a kid. Do you remember the cartoon called Fat Albert?
That's why I said it.
That literally brought me right back to that.
Can I ask you what the hat was that was pulled over the face with only the eyeballs?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if we'd get away with that now. No, yeah. We totally would right now because it's COVID. It's actually COVID. Not a bad idea. So there you go. Welcome back to He Said, She Said.
That was the most random beginning ever. But we're going to talk about two things that we're going to do better in 2021. Now, wait, are we going to go two things each or two things like cumulatively?
Two things each.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about two things that we are each going to do better in 2021. I feel like you should go first.
Okay, let's do it. My first one is that I am not going to ignore my needs. And I do a pretty good job of this, but there's also some areas that I don't do well in. So ignoring my needs as far as it's very easy for me to just like put my head down and grind and work. And yep. I actually need like friends or people to help me or a partner or, you know, like connect with or ideate with. So no longer am I going to let myself just hit those walls over and over and grind it out on my own. That's not in my next one, which I won't say yet, but my next one has a lot to do with why and what that is, but I'm not going to ignore my needs anymore, whether it's more water, whether I need to wake up earlier and support myself first by getting an earlier workout. Like this year is really important to me to get back to lifting. That's always makes me feel like a warrior. Mm-hmm. And like, I really need to feel like a warrior this year. And that might sound weird to people, or they might totally get it. Like, when I feel strong in my body and get things done, I feel strong in my day. So for me, even if it's a 30-minute lift, I have to make sure I'm getting back to my three lifts. I have to make sure I'm getting back to a couple runs a week. Like, I feel like I can do anything when I do those few things. So I'm not going to ignore my needs anymore. And it's very easy to kind of be like, I'll do this or I'll do that, or I'm going to, you know, sleep a little longer, whatever that looks like. So even if my needs mean me telling you I have to go to bed earlier and taking care of myself, like there's a lot of times I think with partners that if you don't want to go to bed, that's fine. Like I can just go take care of me and go to bed earlier. And I think it's easy to continue to be like, well, this situation is why I'm not doing this. Or, you know, I'm not getting that massage because I need to just keep working. Do your needs actually make you work harder and give you more energy? So that's something I really have to ask myself is where am I blaming in my life? Instead of prioritizing and making up a reason for why I'm not doing it and noticing that my energy is dwindling.
Wow. Remember what it was a couple of days ago, you and I were talking about just these long, hardworking days that we have, right? Mm-hmm. And not that everyone listening, not that you don't, this is not a comparison.
Sure, they do.
We all do. But the point you and I were making was this. We work so long and so hard at such a frantic pace that we were saying, wait, are we really just supposed to like work away this much, work this many days away? And we came up with two answers. And answer number one was, well, that's when we're happiest. Like we literally love doing it. So thankfully we love doing it. But answer number two, remember what we said? We said a good life is where you have to work really, really hard, but you prioritize your needs, the massage, like prioritizing means you get on your calendar and you build around it, or our protected time in the morning. You get on the calendar and you build around it. Your workouts in the morning, you get on the calendar, you build around it. Our dates, we put it on the calendar, you build around it. That's prioritizing your needs.
Yeah. And it's even crazy because I noticed that I wasn't prioritizing them. So when I hired this new assistant, something that I'm going to have her do and something that she's actually already done without me even prioritizing it is she essentially knew I wanted to go somewhere and booked a date night dinner for us. Yeah, it's in the calendar. Awesome. It's all booked. Like it's amazing because I wanted to do this Christmas thing so bad at this one hotel. And I wouldn't have done it if she wouldn't have, you know, booked it for me. So these things are important because at the end of the season, it's the difference between, you know, end of whatever, right? The month, the season, the week, the year, at the end of your life, like it all adds up. It's the difference between you going, why didn't I just make those few hours to do that this year to make it feel special or to make me feel more connected to my spouse or to make it feel like Christmas or to make me feel like I had friends that I could lean on. Like these things are important. I'm not saying we do it all the time because we don't, but I am saying that we try to prioritize it and I will prioritize it more.
All right. So in one short sentence, what in the hell was number one for you?
Not ignoring my needs.
All right. I love it. My number one that I'm going to do better in 2021, it's kind of similar, but it's taking better care of myself physically and mentally. 2020, and everyone has their excuses, but 2020 was the year that I just feel like a pile of mashed potatoes, like white and fluffy, maybe a lot of butter in there. Like
I had to die yesterday because I was like, Chris, we totally, like I come up with all these crazy ideas for reels that we never do. But anyway, maybe we will. Maybe that should be one of mine for 2021. But I was like, hey, we should do those reels where like you're me for a day and you can, you know, I'll put on like, you'll put on some of my outfits. And I was dying laughing, thinking of this. And he's like, no, I'm not. No way. I'm not pouring this mashed potato ass body into one of your tight outfits.
No, I said, I said, no way I'm pouring this pile of mashed potatoes into one of your tight ass outfits. Ain't nobody wants to see that.
And I tried to, you know, like my first thought was to support. My first thought was, oh shit. Like I just busted out laughing. But my second thought was, I don't feel that way at all, but I get it. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're always our own hardest critic. And I don't like what I see sometimes in 2020 physically. I certainly don't like how I feel many times in 2020. And so when I say I'm going to take better care of myself, some of the things are common sense, right? I'm going to continue to make sleep a priority. And you really help doing that by putting me to bed every night like I'm a child. But, you know, we've always done a good job of making sleep a priority. So I'm going to continue to do that. But I'm also going to read more. I got to wait. I used to be known for reading books.
Yeah.
It was a thing. They're like, oh, that's a guy. I read 30 books in 30 days. And I read so much. People would always come to me, hey, what's your book read? And I don't read for squat in 2020. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get back to reading.
Love that.
Listening to more podcasts. Get a trainer again. You know, in 2020, unfortunately, we weren't able to go to the gym anymore for the bulk majority of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's where my trainer was. And God, I was in like amazing freaking shape. And so I'm going to get a trainer again in 2021. I'm going to even explore like all my elder friends they're in like peptides and all these other things that give you this physical edge. So I'm going to start exploring all that in 2021 and all the biohacks, I would call them.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat better than I did in 2020, in 2021. So I'm just going to take better mental and physical care of myself. You know, the meditation, 5 or 10 minutes every single morning that we say we want to do, but we hardly ever do. I'm going to do that more. And kind of like the one that you just said, finally, what was it? How did you phrase it? Getting what you need or asking for what you need?
Yeah.
I'm going to plan what I need in order to take better care of myself mentally and physically in 2021.
Oh, I love that. It's crazy how things come in phases, like they really do. Sometimes you have years like your last year where you just really needed to show up and figure out what it looked like to serve as hard as you did. And then what happens is it reveals itself that you need more, like the operating system can't support what you were doing without an upgrade. And so it's that awareness and building that slow. Like this will be built slow, you guys. If you're hearing all of that, he's not going to implement that overnight. Like he will figure it out.
Oh, it starts Monday. At it.
Yeah, it starts Monday. All right. Okay. My number two is trusting energy even more. Now, if people are like, oh God, that's so woo-woo. That's not even necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your actual energy. So when you're thinking of an idea, or when you're thinking of your business, and I'm not saying parts of your business, because trust me, I think of parts of light pink and I want to cry, right? Like I lose all my energy when I'm thinking about the logistics or numbers or, you know, different things like that. I'm talking about the overall idea of, you know, an overall like outcome and also what you can do in your day. What your actual day-to-day looks like what you want it to end up looking like. So yes, in the beginning of building Light Pink, there's a lot of things that don't give me a ton of energy, but eventually I'm structuring my day to make sure that I spend a lot of time in the things that when I think about, they give me a lot of energy. It doesn't mean they don't make me super tired. It means that during them, I get a bit excited to like do it. I, you know, start to like open up this channel of that gives me a lot of life. Like I talk faster. I get really excited. I look forward to it that morning because I have a strategy session with somebody and I, you know, it's figuring out what are those things that you can be in more often than not. Because if you have weeks upon weeks where you aren't looking forward to the thing that you're doing, that's telling you something. And it doesn't mean that you can get out of it right away, right? Like some of you have a year ahead of you where you're going to be in a lot of stuff setting a foundation that is not going to give you a ton of energy, but it is required for what you're going to start setting, what you're going to be able to start setting your day up as in the future of your company. So that's an interesting conversation because people are like, well, it doesn't give me energy right now. But does the overall idea of the picture that you want to paint for the next 2 years, 3 years, start to get you in that strategic place? But that takes a lot of mindfulness to make sure you're always operating in a way that will get you into the most energy. Because what happens is we can get stuck in our ego. We want to keep that title of CEO, or we want to keep that title of, you know, you're the main person in your business. When really what you realize is that if you just partnered with somebody and even split your costs, you'd probably end up making or split your profit, you'd probably end up making way more money because you'd spend way more time enjoying your life and having fun and being more of a magnet.
Yeah, that might be a breakthrough for people. You know, I see too many people out there fighting for 100% of $10.
Exactly.
Instead of 50% of a million.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, I was just reading about different companies and they said, you know, when starting a company, one of the first things that you want to think about is finding a co-founder. I thought that was so interesting. They were like, let's look at every single company out there. What they ended up doing was getting a co-founder.
Yep.
So the very first thing that people do is they start a company and then they go, who else can I bring in? Because two minds are better than one.
Yep.
And I just think that in this like self-employed entrepreneur arena, we do not do that. Like we don't do co-founders. We hire, but we don't necessarily say who's got that, you know, who's got that thing that gets me excited to work with them, that gives me energy, that is better than me in these certain areas. So I just think that's something really huge to think about. And so it's easy to get like greedy, right? Or get like, I don't want to split that title or, oh, I'm not sure. But when you find
fearful.
Them-
What if it doesn't work
fearful,
out?
Fearful, totally. But if it doesn't work out, I mean, you can go into something and be so upfront, right? That support yourself around your fears. That's the problem. We've never learned. We've never seen our parents do it. We've never seen these huge people who've started different companies or even these entrepreneurs online. We don't see what their fears are and how they support themselves around it. And I think that having really clear expectations and tough conversations and written documentation and knowing what your ultimate goal is and what role you want and what role they want and what's the tough conversations that aren't being had and asking each other that, like where, if we were going to have trouble, where would it be? And have that conversation like literally on the first day or the first week or before you sign any contracts, like then you've supported yourself around it. Then you've gotten all the weird stuff out of the way.
I love it. All right. So in one sentence, what was your number two?
My number two was trusting energy even more.
I love it. Very cool. All right. My number two was I'm going to create more space in 2021. My word for 2021 is space. And I mean, right down from they've heard us say on this podcast in the past, moving from crowded, busy Los Angeles to Scottsdale here, mm-hmm. where it's, we've got more space, literally and metaphorically speaking, you know, so much more space. But I mean, I'm going to create more space in my schedule. I'm going to create more space in my head. Our good friend, Jim Quick, he once said to me a couple of years ago, he goes, hey, Chris, you got to leave more space for the miracles, man. And that stuck with me. And I started to do that for a while and the miracles started to show up. And then all of a sudden I just went, you know, crazy deep into busy, you dumb. I know it's not even a word, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I forgot his great advice that was paying off of, hey man, you got to leave more space for the miracles.
Totally.
And so I'm going to leave more space for the miracles in 2021. I'm going to do things like I'm cutting my elite level mastermind in half from 40 businesses to 20.
Wow.
Now that cuts revenue in half, mm-hmm. but it gives me more space and we're going for quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. You know, each space will be that much more significant.
That much more connected, impactful.
Yes. I'm only going to take clients I love, like ones that I've got goosebump excitement over. Mm-hmm. We're going to go more course heavy, right?
Yep.
We're launching that business course coming up in the very beginning of 2021 in order to take me out of the picture a little bit as being the product.
Yeah. In order to get more space.
Yep. I'm going to only record episodes that I want on my podcast and only say yes to being on shows that I can't wait to be on. In the past, I would say yes to shows because I felt obligated or didn't want them to feel bad. I was like, oh, it'll be a nice thing for me to do or, it's a good way for me to spread my message. Same thing. I used to speak at events that necessarily didn't align. I used to teach on people's programs or in their groups where it didn't, you know, maybe as a smaller group, it didn't align. I'm going to create more space by only saying yes to the opportunities that I want on the most soulful, exciting level. And the rest I'm going to say no to. And, you know, it's just like a million different ways. My weekends are going to be protected. You know, in my new contract that goes out to all my coaching clients, my masterminds, there's a whole new clause in there of what my business hours are, these non-negotiable business hours. Mm. I mean, I'm physically and literally and metaphorically creating more space in 2021.
I love that. And it's so interesting because again, I love pointing out to people if they're like, oh, I want to do that. Yet you just started a business. Like you got to put in your years of yes. Yep. I had years where I had to say yes to everything to figure out what those clear things were and also to develop your name. Yep. Like you, if you would have just launched, you know, being who you are, we know who you were and what you're capable of, but that's like, everybody's got to learn about it. And the only way that you can do that is by helping a shit ton of people and figuring out, you know, getting your name out there, getting on podcasts, saying yes to everything. And then like you hit this place where you're like, okay, because you picked up momentum and we see the momentum and now we know that you can take that space.
Well, I love how you just said it. This is such an important clarification for people. I've earned the momentum and the right to make this a year of taking more space.
Yes.
Right? Whereas you said some people are in their year of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, more exposure. Yes, more opportunity. Yes, more partners. Yes, more clients. And it's very important to know which year you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you in the year of yes? Or are you in the year where you've earned the right to take more space?
This is interesting because I'm in a bit of a year of yes, but because of all of the data that I have collected, I can now see what yeses will pay off a lot more and where my time is better. So now I'm in a bit of a no in certain places because I'm getting asked to do a lot of things that are aligned with my old life. And what I do with those is it's kind of like, okay, am I able, like I'll ask them if it's a great audience and I know it could convert into light pink awareness. I ask them if I can just talk on that or they interview me on just that. If they're only interested in like, you know, the connection, tribe, female empowerment, you know, I'll tell them that's amazing. Can I still talk about the alcohol company and how that connects to that? And if not, maybe I won't do that. Maybe I won't do that one. Maybe I'll do one who allows me, you know, to be able to talk about the company so that my time is used in the most valuable way because I'm not pushing the book anymore. I'm not pushing those certain things.
Mm, I love that. All right. So my two things I'm going to do better in 2021, like hold us accountable, guys. Mine is taking better care of myself physically and mentally and creating more space. What are your two?
Man, you always ask me and I forget. Ignoring my needs and trusting my gut.
Ignoring your needs.
I'm sorry.
Asking for what you need.
Asking for what I need.
Ignoring my needs. Wow. We just spent 18 minutes professing what we're going to do better. And then at the end, you're like, I'm going to ignore my needs. Jesus, woman.
Sorry. It's okay to make mistakes.
Oh my God. Okay. I love it. So yours, what are your two?
I don't remember, honey. They're in my notes. Let's see. Not ignoring my needs and trusting my gut. All following right. The energy.
I love it. All right, guys, I sure appreciate your listens. I sure appreciate you holding us accountable to this. I sure appreciate you supporting us in this. We support you. We are here to hold you accountable. Let's make this the best year ever.
Until next time, earn your happy. And when good people make good money, they do great things. I remembered it.
Nailed it.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.